Christian Moa here, and I'm sitting with Gene Chandler. And Gene, you've been a representative for quite some time, and you've actually accumulated a couple of critics who say that it's been too long. What would you say to them?
Well, as I have said, I would like people to judge me on what I've done and be able to do for my constituents in the district rather than just the length of time I've been serving. I realize it's a popular thing to say, well, it's time for a change, and sometimes it is, I think. In my case, obviously, I don't think it is, because I think what I have accumulated for experience and knowledge and respect and conquered is good for not only my constituents, but also the Valley and the North Country in general. So I'm hoping voters will choose to stay the course.
One of the big issues affecting people in the Valley, particularly young people like myself, is the housing situation. How do you propose solving a problem like that?
Well, I'm not sure if solving may be a little optimistic. How do we choose to help it? I think one of the big things that we can do, and I've been instrumental in the last two capital budget. We have a state capital budget which funds things, and we have put money in and increased that money last year quite a bit for affordable housing. And I know both Senator Bradley and I have pledged to even increase that amount or try to even more this year. So I think that's one positive way to do it. And we had an interesting conversation last night and with Senator Bradley, just out of curiosity. We said we need to find out if a portion of that money that we set the state puts into this program, if we could actually use that for incentives to people, like if someone's building a 10-unit condo, I use Cranmore as an example, they're building condos there. If this money, some of it could be used for incentives to put in one or two units of housing for folks. So that's something we need to look at. I'm not sure it's possible, but if it isn't, we can have legislation. But I think these are some of the innovative ideas. I know Senator Bradley's thinking about having pass a law which enables towns, doesn't require them. They could offer some tax incentives to people, too. So I think you're going to see a lot of different ideas coming up. It's going, like anything else, when you're dealing with the state government, it takes a while. But I think people realize the problem and are willing to try to make some changes.
Another large issue we're seeing, not just in New Hampshire, but across the entire United States, is the opioid epidemic. What would you do to work for us and try to help us to better this situation?
Well, I've kind of labeled that. I think that's the number one issue facing New Hampshire, to be perfectly honest. I mean, there are lots of issues. I mean, you can't imagine what we deal with down there. But I think that, to me, is the number one issue. And I think we're taking strides. I think as the Surgeon General of the United States has recently stated that New Hampshire is leading the way with trying to deal with the opioid crisis. So I think that's good. In the past, we've kind of floundered around a little bit because it's new and trying to get a handle on it. Initially, we focused just on law enforcement, which is still very important, but we can't arrest our way out of this situation. So it's the treatment and the long-term care afterwards. Those are the things that are critical. The state has put a lot of money into this recently. We just got a big federal grant, which is setting up a good program, which should be up and running pretty soon, called the Spoke and Wheel Approach. Berlin, in our area, the Berlin Hospital is kind of going to be the wheel, but spokes will be coming down into the valley. And it's going to be focusing on treatment and care and long-term care. We need beds, which we've increased the number of beds in Concord. We need even more. So I think now we're figuring out that the treatment, and you can't just put someone in treatment for 2 or 3 days. It has to be long-term in most cases. So I think we're finally figuring out what needs to be done and the best way to do it. And I feel pretty comfortable. Once again, to say we're going to solve it is a lot, but I think you're going to see great strides in the coming year, I believe.
Another issue we're seeing statewide, and particularly in the Valley, is an aging population and a lack of a workforce. What are some things you could do for us to help that?
Boy, talk about an unsolvable question. I don't know, because obviously we've become a very attractive place for people to come to retire to. On one hand, that's pretty good. There are no kids in the school system, I guess, and tax-wise, that's good. And retired people usually have a lot to offer their communities. But like you say, on the other hand, we're lacking in young people. I think the one thing where we are starting to make some inroads is keeping some of our younger people in New Hampshire. And we're finally, with the university systems, is offering scholarships now. I think they have a $5 million scholarship program that's just online. They have our community colleges are very active. And we've finally gotten the universities and the community colleges to focus on what jobs businesses need to have done. So a kid from the Valley, let's say, who wants to be, let's say, an auto mechanic or a nurse or whatever, we now will be able to offer courses for those folks instead of just going to get a degree, which they have to go somewhere else to use. And so I think, once again, I don't mean to solve it is going to take some time, but I think we're making some inroads along that way to keep our local New Hampshire kids here in the Valley and the state.
And one final question. Where do you stand on the Second Amendment?
Well, I'm a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, always have been, and as I know, always will be.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in, Gene.
Yeah, thank you.